There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Knee deep in the passenger seat, and he's eating me out. I said casual now.
I realized, like,
what
how
is that?
That's a Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
Oh. No, but if you sing it in a deep man's voice,
knee deep in the passenger seat, and eat me out.
Is it casual now?
Is it casual?
Hey there, little lady.
Hey.
Would you like to eat me out in the passenger seat?
Eat on your knees.
Yeah. I'm a 41-year-old divorced man, and I'm gonna need you to tuck into this old hole, little girl, because I'm on my way to the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, I haven't cleaned back there in a while.
I want to
get in there.
Gotta start scraping.
Yeah,
Have you ever thought about putting some degreaser on your tongue before you get in there?
Just cut some of the film, because I've been at the Pink Pony Club for 2 weeks and I ain't had a bath.
Yeah, the best part about shitting lard is you don't have to push.
Oh, yeah, my God, tell me about it.
Yeah, name Chapel Roan.
Welcome to Side Stories. It's a special summer movie edition. Disgusting. Get me out of here. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson, and I'm sitting here with the surprisingly feminine Jackie Zabrowski.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Even just, it's only for today, though. I only really bring it out. I want to bring out that X quality about me. Do you feel it?
I do feel it.
Do you feel it?
I'm immune.
Do you have a deeper voice than both of us?
Yeah, I think so.
That seed in the passenger seat, and she's eating me
you
out.
Wait until I am in the choir with your wife.
Are you a bass?
Yeah, baby. I'm an alto. Yeah.
Before we begin, can you sing one line? This is true. Jackie has been semi attending a local adults women.
Yes.
Whoa.
Full on. You're in the choir.
Oh, I'm in. We are going
so
to have a
Julie.
Performance. Yeah, Henry. You,
definitely,
you will be coming.
You needed this added to the schedule.
Actually, Henry doesn't have to come. We have a show that night.
Yeah, sorry.
I think that you're going to be canceling it because it's my first choir performance.
Let's show up for the second one.
Yeah.
See, because you're going to knock
get
some
better.
Stuff out.
Yeah.
But I would like for your knowledge, Jackie has joined an adult choir because she's broken and lost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
grief does weird things to people.
If you could sing a little sample of your section. What songs are you singing right now?
Well, we haven't started our next session yet.
What was
yet.
The last one?
I want to dance with somebody? Because Julie
would
was singing that around
yes,
the house
yeah.
a lot.
Ooh.
I want to do
right,
Julie's
let's
part.
No, let Jackie first do it and then add and then harmonize.
Okay.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody.
I know Julie's
with
a little high.
Somebody to love me. Well, she's a different part.
She's an alto.
She's a different part.
I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah?
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Okay, a little. You got to take it up.
Somebody.
Yeah, okay, yeah, a little. I don't know. That was more
that's
of
not
like
a note.
Emphasis on it.
Somebody. Yeah.
You're just saying it different, but it's not a different note.
With somebody who loves me. Oh, you're a soprano.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a little bird.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
You know what, Henry? And I am going to put you on blast here. And I'm so glad that you've given me this platform today because
blast
yesterday, man, I was sad because maybe I'm watching Buffy and maybe something sad's going on in Buffy that might be similar to something that we have experienced in the last few months. And I was talking to Henry about it last night.
Vampires
and I was sad about
don't
it.
Have dads.
That's what I
no,
said.
But it's her mother. You know, she's the Slayer and she has a mother. And I was sad about it, and Henry literally went, you're sad because the fake people have a fake sad.
I didn't say it in that way. I just said, I know, I said, oh, you're sad about things aren't real? I was like, it's not real, though.
I was like, I'm trying to connect with you.
Yeah, but I
was
just
trying to emotionally connect with you for a moment.
But again, just call me, Jackie.
I know. What real. Am I doing?
I'm nice. I understand emotion.
You know, see, I understand the real emotions
you
when real things happen.
You don't understand emotions.
No, you
every
don't.
Day I am
anytime
fielding.
I tell you a secret, it goes into this microphone.
Of course. That's different. Your secrets are funny. Your secrets are embarrassing and they're good against you. The difference is
you're
that Jackie's
a nightmare.
Jackie's trying to explain things about, I was just like, they're TV people.
How did I get all of the emotions and you got none of them?
I got some.
You
you're
got the anger.
You're
yeah.
the Italian and he's the Polo.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Italians are very emotional.
I suffer. I suffer in silence.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you do. Oh, is it silence that we're getting? That we're all receiving right now?
Yeah, we all
right
know
now.
How quiet Henry is.
I suffer in silence. You'd never know I had problems.
Never complaining. Never a peep from him.
But we're not here today to discuss this. We're here today to discuss summer movies.
Yes.
Horror movies, that is.
Yes.
And some of our favorite ones at that. And this year, I will say, has been quite the banner year for summer horror.
It certainly has been.
This has been one of the best years, I would say, in record for continuous horror releases.
They've been
it is
it.
Pretty crazy how good it is, like hit after hit after hit. This
oh,
is probably
yeah.
the best year of my life, actually, for horror
wow.
movies.
For horror movies.
For, yeah, horror, for horror movies. Not for anything else.
No.
Actually, my life's been great.
Okay, yeah. that's good. All right.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My life's right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go see Herbie Hancock tonight. Like, I'm doing great.
Oh, my God. The car?
Yes.
See, but great movies.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is just a brief list of the movies that have come out this summer that were all, like, at least good. Weapons, The Monkey, Bring Her Back, 28 Years Later, Dangerous Animals,
oh, yeah.
Companion.
Oh.
I'm not putting...
How dare
I have
you
to.
Say it. You must say it.
I have to because we work with them. Final Destination, Bloodlines...
Why Presence do you say it like that? It's Final Destination. They're all fun. They're
it is
all stupid.
It is utterly fine.
It was fine.
It's stupid for a reason.
Presence yes. is very good.
Presence was awesome.
I loved Presence.
I think Presence is going to have, of all, not maybe of all these movies, I feel like Presence is going to be around forever.
Well, the one I actually do think it's going to haunt people more and more is the Ugly
Stepsister.
I don't know if I want to see that.
It might not be your thing. It
and,
might.
Of course... The big tentpole movie of the entire year is
yep.
But these guys, like, each one of these is extremely good. The Ugly Stepsister I'll even start with, because I would not even necessarily consider The Ugly Stepsister a summer horror film.
Well, it's a fairy tale.
Well, yeah. it's a folk
yes.
horror.
Yeah.
And it's with folk horror, I like it. In the fall.
Honestly, Henry, one of the only horror movies this summer that I didn't get to see that apparently is very good is called Severed Son. And it's a folk horror, but I was like, I want to wait until 31 for 31. Yeah.
Severed Son, not the Severed Son. I didn't see it because, again, same.
Yeah,
I
want to wait for the fall.
I never even heard of it.
It's one of
what
it's
is
a
it?
Smaller one.
It's folk.
It's folk.
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 Like Pete Seeger.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. No, it is. It's about fear and paranoia
movie.
Spread in an isolated religious community when a mysterious beast with shimmering white eyes embarks on a bloody rampage.
This is my only thing. The only reason why I have yet to watch it is because I have been assuming that it might be boring. And I'm not ready for it to be
folk
boring.
Horror, oh, see, I don't think any of it's boring.
Boring is like where you get me.
Yeah, it's the 4.9
like
out of 10.
I like boring.
That's why Hagazusa, bro. So, you know, it's like, this is what I'm saying.
Well, he's never, again, we're talking about these.
Sorry,
are,
I'm sorry. We're not talking about summer movies.
These are all fall films.
All right, yes. So we'll
Hagazusa
get
is a fall movie.
It is, yeah.
Why is that?
Because you fall down. Oh, you go, okay. Oh, God, it's so good.
No.
Oh, God.
It's because it takes place in a cold forest.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to be cold. You want to be eating a stew.
Now, when you say summer horror movies, are we talking about horror movies that came out this summer, or are we talking about, like, movies that take place in the summer?
Like Lost Boys.
I actually think that this is a fun, debatable topic.
Yeah.
Because I think it is either the time of year that the movie takes place in.
Yeah.
But sometimes a summer horror movie, to me, is not necessarily a summer horror movie. I know that's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah. But like Midsommar, to
that
me,
is
in
a, that is a, the that's most
a summer.
You'd say that. Whoa. But I find if I were to put summer, when I think of a summer horror,
it came out in summer.
Yes, but I actually like this is again, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
But this concept of the a movie you'd want to watch in the summertime, like a movie that to me, it's like a tentpole sci-fi movie or a giant action movie there's a vibe to it that's way more about the popcorn and the hanging out and being a part of a cultural moment.
Okay, also, yeah, I think so superhero movie kind of.
Kind of, but you like Midsommar to me was it's a folk horror. It's an amazing folk horror. It's really good. It's actually kind of a by the numbers folk horror.
You know what I liked about Midsommar so much is that it like it's one of the horror movies that's like mostly takes place like in the daytime.
It's and what also, I love. Yes. So
I think that's why it you know is what better yes. in the winter because of the such a contrast in watching Midsommar, but then it's cold outside and it's all dark, but it's so bright and it makes it so much more upsetting.
Like summer horror movie, the first one that hits me Jaws. Of all this whole list besides Jaws. Yeah. Is date well? That's the one. That's
yeah.
the
Jaws is yeah. It's 4th of July.
I yes. mean,
yeah.
But Dangerous Animals of yes. this year was
man. Dangerous Animals was fun.
I was so surprised at how good it was. Jai Courtney is an amazing villain.
Yeah. He was like, terrifying.
He really was.
That's the type of villain that I'm not normally that even into. The idea of the cocky, semi-funny villain.
Idiot. Yeah.
Yes. Like, he's like a bro. He's a jock villain.
Yeah.
But he's great.
I couldn't take my eyes off of him. It was like, is he the shark?
Yeah.
Chucky may have hit something because it's more about, does a man who uses sharks as a weapon, is he more dangerous than the shark themselves?
That's one of the things I really did love about the movie is that the sharks, as a shark lover, were not the bad guys.
Right?
Well, they were just doing what sharks do.
Yeah, they were, a sickle.
I called it.
What do you mean?
Remember in the middle of the movie?
What, she's going to eat her thumb off?
Well, it was the idea of like... Well, spoilers.
Yes. I mean, of course, we're talking about movies. And maybe we can't control ourselves.
The shark's gonna feel guilty.
That's
the whole thing of the movie hinges on the fact that the very, very end that the shark...
It's the ultimate shame.
It changes its mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What if I don't eat these pretty ladies?
It is the best part of the movie. Because all like,
you just roll by, he's like, you're cute.
Yeah, he just is like,
you know what?
Nah. I'm not even that hungry.
But it's like, it's just such a... But otherwise, the mechanism of the movie was great. It's an entire movie that could have been called The Implication.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
from
feel...
Always Sunny.
Oh, I don't know.
You know that thing with Always Sunny? That's like the bit where it's like Dennis talks about how he's like, you always want to take women out on a boat. Like on their first date, you want to take them out on a boat because they're out in the water. It's just like, you know, you're all the way out here, you know, and it's not like you're going to do anything. But it's the implication.
You know what I mean?
You want to go on my boat, you know.
You can't get off the boat. Yeah. And remember we did that story recently about hippies getting on a boat. Like this idea of in David Parker Ray that they would go and take a big old boat fun ride where they would fuck on the boat and he'd be like, there's where bodies right there. And I put a body right there. And they're all like, David, you're funny. You're funny guy.
Put a yacht on it, man. I'd do anything to get on one.
I love to get a boat.
You know what they say all the time. Don't worry about it.
You know what they say is the two worst days, the two best days of your life.
The day you buy a boat and the day you sell a boat. Because
it's, we've heard this. Yes, yeah, we're from Florida, Henry.
Yeah.
Have you heard a little thing about boats? Have you heard a thing about barnacles?
Yeah, apparently.
Man, my buddy's dad built an arena. And so like part of the thank you for building the arena.
The Land Shark Arena?
No. A marina.
Oh.
A marina. I'm sorry. Did I say arena?
Marina? Is this his sister?
Dan Marina. So he built the marina. And then as like a thank you, they gave him a speedboat. And so we used to like skip school and take it out sometimes. And like fucking, but we were so stupid. We didn't know what we were doing. So we put a bunch of glass in the bottom. And so one time, like Corona bottles.
No.
And so they all broke in the hull. And we had to like cut up our hands trying to clean it up so his dad wouldn't find out.
Oh, God. I just imagine you all just like kind of drunk.
And again, it shows that the most dangerous animal of all is man. I feel like Dangerous Animals was great. Another one in this list that immediately jumps ahead of the rest of them in terms of summer horror movie is 28 Years Later.
Ooh.
But as like a blockbuster.
Yes.
Yes.
That's like True to form, he's coming back.
Because it's kind of chilly in the movie, right?
Yes. But the movie, there's something about the fact that Danny Boyle has come back full power.
Yeah.
Like, that movie was shot on a goddamn iPhone 16.
A bunch of iPhones.
Really insane. And also, honestly, though,
with like $30,000 filters on mid-lens.
Yeah, yeah,
I went into it not knowing that it was opening up the world for more movies afterwards.
Yeah.
So I went into it thinking that it was going to be a standalone. So as it got closer to the end,
yeah, that's right, because it's a trilogy, because then the next one's going to follow somebody else, and the other one's going to follow the Ralph Fiennes character.
You know, and man, I was just finding out weird shit about Ralph Fiennes yesterday, which I didn't know about, but we're not going to get into.
No, please.
No,
this is the time. I need to look further into it.
Okay.
But
what's
they
the
were
rumor?
Talking, it was like the.
Gations?
And no, it's not. Well, it is semi. There have been kind of semi gations in the past, even though he has said that he was the victim. But here's the thing. Everyone's like, everybody knows that somebody in Hollywood loves to get, like, he has to get sucked off before every single play performance he does. But here's the thing. I believe that he is paying sex workers to do this. So what's the fucking problem? If he's got to get his nut off, I mean, it's consensual.
I feel like it's not, like, they are of age.
I feel like, you know, the Mile High Club incident, but then he blamed the flight attendant.
Yeah, but also in the end, yeah, of course he did, because she couldn't keep his hands
but
off.
But also, it's all the fucking defense of J.K. Rowling. Fucking bullshit.
Well, that's different.
That's
just because he's Voldemort.
Well, he's in the movie.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to do.
He's sticking up for his boy.
At this fucking point, she should go in the trash.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Honestly,
as far as I'm fucking concerned.
I never liked any of the shit.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I think it all could be fucking flushed on the goddamn toilet.
And the fact that they're making another one. They're making another television series.
All right, now we're in Justin, your angry little world.
Harry Potter's Christmas.
People say that I'm
sorry.
People say that I'm the angry one.
No, look at me. Look at how chill I am.
I'm the angry one, but
I've never been upset in my life. Look at how
easy
I am. I
think Ralph Fiennes is slowly turning into Ben Kingsley.
Why?
Gandhi?
He's turning Indian?
Kingsley's not Indian.
The Gandhi joke.
Ben Kingsley's half Indian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was all British.
I thought, no.
I think there's some overlap there, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But no, Ben Kingsley, that's how he got away with playing Gandhi. That's how he got away with it.
Oh, I thought it was just the 80s and no one gave a shit.
No. That's how I got away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You know what is another quintessential one? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Of all time. Well, it's coming back in the theater soon.
It's coming. And I want to see it in the theater. Because talk about a sweaty movie. Because you ever looked into like the trivia of how they made all that? Speaking of like,
they just slapped them a bunch till they cried?
Well, no, they had but they also used a bunch of
real rotting
raw meat.
Yeah.
So it was just so
disgusting. There was flies everywhere.
And it's just so sweaty.
They didn't do it for artistic reasons, Jackie. They did it because they had money.
Yeah.
And they did it because they just had guts. Do you remember
to a butcher.
We talked about... I forgot where we were. We were talking about how when we did the Murder Fist,
the
Budweiser stuff.
Oh.
But when we went and bought you'd have to use real intestines to make it look realistic on camera.
Yeah.
And so we went and bought a bunch of pig intestines from the butcher, leavings, like awful from the big, and then we jammed it inside my Santa suit, and then we split it open, and then we ruined the entire floor of the living room and stuff because we thought that it should look a certain way, but then the intestines look so different than what you'd think intestines look like, then it literally, we should have
just looked like slop.
But we learned nothing, Henry, because we did that
same exact thing
we did the monkey sketch.
But that was Sam made those intestines.
Yeah.
Those were man-made. Those were very nice intestines.
There were some other stuff, because I remember I got it all over.
And they were sticky, for
they
sure.
Greasy,
you were covered in flies.
You were covered in flies.
And they made your suit their home.
Horse flies got all inside of the suit.
Best performance yet.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I'm never going to top it. Honestly, put me in Dangerous Animals. I feel like next up, it's
you'd
like,
be thrashing too much.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm the monkey.
I honestly think
Congo
that,
2.
Yeah. If you were in Dangerous Animals, you'd scare the sharks away.
Why? Because I'm so nice?
You're too thrashy.
Oh.
And I honestly just think you'd have a hard
time. They love them. That. Yeah.
I think you'd have a hard time getting on the hook.
Try to catch me.
Oh, there you go. Come up.
I'm always covered in grease.
Get on the hook, Dana. Come on, you gay little girl.
Ew.
Right. Hi, gay little girl. I'm getting your there
now.
Live from your grave.
So 28 Years Later also has one of my favorite non-twists in a movie, where they do the fun thing of setting up what seems to be some big, horrible confrontation, and then I actually thought subverted it in a way that really made me surprised and happy. I'm basically talking about, spoiler, the Ralph Fiennes, like, the reveal of his character.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's,
oh,
like, yeah, one of my favorite parts of this movie.
Oh, which, because, yeah, it has, like, a sweet message behind it.
Absolutely.
Right. Which and is, it, like, get to know your neighbors.
And the concept,
you know, of, like, help each other out.
Well, and the idea of memento mori, and how this idea of, which I think, who knows, I wonder if Danny Boyle even knows that he was even kind of even stringing that in. I'm certain that he did. Like, this idea of, no, remember the dead. Like, now that the dead live, we, yeah, forgot about what happens when the living die.
Yes.
So now this is a celebration of the still dead.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
he does this whole, like, it's a city of the dead. And that's kind of, there was, like, he understood something. It kind of, like, I went to the catacombs in Paris.
Yes.
And there's, like, when you go down there, the best part about it is the peace.
Whoa.
Mm. In the silence.
Wow.
It is quiet.
I bet he would have been really upset if they had showed up, like, when he was only, like, a third of the way done with his tower.
And, oh, yeah,
like,
when he was just
please
drawing,
come back.
When he was just drawing,
please,
pictures of,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, when he,
oh,
just had five skulls.
I've got, like, a lot of ideas. Don't, yeah, just come back, please.
Stop looking at my skulls. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
I got big ideas.
Just listen. Just think about how big your head is. Imagine how I'm just at the model.
That's, like, that's how the character I've created, yeah, for Ralph Fiennes.
I just imagine. Hey, look, let me look at that head.
It's exactly, whoa, how we did it. Yeah.
Whoa, they ate it, you, well, know?
My favorite part about Ralph Fiennes in that movie is, like, after, like, you know, we're talking about the end of the movie. But, like, when he's just, like, looking at the kid, like, after the attack, and he's like, you should go.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But also, I just like the fact that he wasn't a psychopath.
Yeah,
I thought it was
a beautiful misdirect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very good summer movie. I think another candidate, mm-hmm, for probably, I mean, it's going to come up a lot for best summer movie of 2025 is Weapons.
Yes. Another fairy tale.
Yeah.
Another fairy tale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Distinctly different than a folk story.
Yeah.
I find, because in folk horror, I feel that the main element is that you're away from society.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what Weapons did really well, what The Monkey did really well, which I think Osgood Perkins is doing really well across the board as well, is creating the first modern, like, I'm starting, like, Natalie and I were talking about this. It's like we're finally in the zone of movies where people are no longer, like, treating cell phones and the internet like it's a fad. Like, we're finally in modern times where all of the modern stuff is in the movies and that you can still figure out how to make it, not just like, why didn't you just call him on the phone?
Right. Yeah.
You know.
And also the fact of, like, a witch being able to find a family to prey on, like, you would think,
well,
that, like,
or we asked Zach Cregger himself.
Oh, yeah.
And he would not answer, because I asked, one of my questions was, are they actually related?
Are they actually related? Because I feel like they're not, because she didn't remember.
She went,
did you shake him? Did you go through the camera? Yeah. Damn it!
I did.
Yeah, the kid didn't seem,
I dodged,
like,
him.
He didn't, the kid didn't seem like he knew.
Right.
Like, he knew her.
But also the mom is, it, like, I haven't seen her since, like, I was a kid. So I feel like it was something that was, like, magicked into her
and
brain.
And then the father said something along the lines, you haven't seen her in 15 years, which was another,
right,
like, number that jumped out of nowhere.
Right.
And they kind of said it. And she acted all like, because it,
oh,
sounds,
yeah,
like she had occupied the body of her former aunt. That's the reason why when she arrived, it wasn't that scary. But then the reason why Aunt Gladys had all the makeup all over her face is that she was trying to approximate being a human. But that was, she was riding around in her aunt's body.
So
that's my take on the lore.
Okay.
So what? So it's just like a traveling witch soul?
Yeah. It's like, yes, it's,
yeah,
like an entity.
Using bodies.
Yeah, yeah, it's an entity.
That's, whoa, cool.
But
awesome.
What I loved about Weapons also is that the part of the summer part of it is that Stephen King,
yes,
kids,
yes,
are, yeah, deeply vulnerable feeling. Like, the idea of, like, because it takes place in a neighborhood that we think back on in our own childhoods about the idea of, like, playing out until the lights went out, like, playing until you went, until the sun came down, like, meeting all the fun kids, getting on their, like, semi-serious kid adventures.
Yes.
You know?
Well, that's what it is. I think it's also expanding the world of, like, a child has a whole insular,
I don't know if it's
world,
a kid adventure.
No, you
as
don't
much
mean,
as they're just locked in a basement staring into nothing.
It depends, like, on your type of adventure. I can literally make anything an adventure.
It is a journey for that kid, though, of, like, what that kid went
through.
Because,
yes,
it is the kind of thing where, you know, so many dangerous, horrible things do happen within, like, suburbs. And yeah. I think it's also playing on that when people are like, well, why didn't the kids say anything? It's like,
Because he loved his parents.
He was terrified.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's protecting
his parents. I was a kid, I wouldn't have said anything.
I'll die for my parents.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have done that.
And then straight up, Zach Cregger said that it was all, there was an allegorical thing within it about what it's like to live with alcoholism.
Where that he said makes this, complete sense.
This idea of this thing comes into your house, dad, mom monster. Used to be normal.
Right.
Mm. And then all of a sudden, this thing comes, everybody's different. I don't know how to accurately describe it to anybody because it doesn't maybe necessarily make any sense.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like,
and
I don't.
It's scary and different. And it's like, you don't know if other kids also deal with that. And
well, they all, but then you turn out they're all secretly dealing with it because they're all in the basement.
I right? have a, there's a movie trope that was in Weapons. It's been in a lot of movies. It was in It. It's in a lot. It's not just horror movies. It's a movie trope that has always bothered me. All right. Whenever people have to cut themselves in a movie, they always slice their entire palm of their hand.
I have joked about this multiple times.
It's the most impractical place on your body.
And it's gonna be hard to cut. To heal,
you got to use your hand, especially when you're fighting to the death.
You're like right. just like, about like, to go on a big mission. Don't you want full use of your palms?
Yes, exactly.
It always drives me crazy.
Yes,
it's
wow.
Like Blood Brothers, like we could just cut our arms and like lean against each other.
Yeah, dude.
It always makes me so mad.
Like prick
time.
Your finger, even pricking your finger,
it's
fucks
still
it up.
Blood. It's like, still
just like
why does it gotta be so much blood?
Elbow.
That's a filthy knife. You killed someone with that knife. Now you're cutting your hand.
Hell yeah. I'm with you, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
It drives me nuts every time.
That's the reason why I feel like that's why they've been cutting it out, man.
Well, I mean, that's what the witch. She doesn't, you know. I guess nothing matters for her.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Well, for her, you know. Well. She turns out she can go a step too far. And it's one of my favorite endings in a movie all year.
It's genuinely funny. I love the darkly comedic moments of Weapons. It really just, it made a fun, what a fun theater experience.
And I think that's what makes a summer horror movie.
Yes. People cheering.
Yes.
All of it. Like the monkey.
Monkey was awesome.
The monkey kind of blew my
mind. It should have came out in the summer.
Yes. But the monkey blew my mind. The monkey was way better than it had any right being. Yeah. Osgood Perkins is also just kind of like printing movies out.
Yeah.
He's made like 3 in the last year. Yeah. So, but I think that.
He did Long Legs and what else?
Long Legs.
There's another one coming.
Keeper's called Keeper. Yeah.
Keeper's coming. Oh, Keeper looks good. But the monkey, I thought the monkey was much better.
Oh, I didn't realize he did the Black Coat's Daughter.
Black Coat's Daughter. Is one of the best movies of the last 20 years.
I didn't
realize
that was also Oz Perkins. But
yeah, that was the thing. Black Coat's Daughter was, I think, way better than Long Legs.
Oh, yeah, way better. Yeah. And then and so was, I mean, the monkey was just wonderful.
Yeah. I've got my long legs on!
I love about Weapons is that
me and Henry like it too much.
Obviously, I feel like there wasn't enough of the long legs in Long Legs, and that's what Weapons gave you. It gave me more. I wanted to see more of the creepy character.
It's funny that you even say that. I actually think Long Legs gave us too much Long Legs.
Oh, I wanted even more. Well, squirted all over it.
My issue with Long Legs will be my issue with anything that involves magic or any of that stuff.
I want to just watch him cook, man.
I know. The problem is that when you just have someone just kind of like blanketly just say like "Hail Satan" and stuff, like it shows that no one's done any
research.
Any research?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah.
And I feel
yeah.
like on that that's my one of my pet peeves.
I understand.
One of my big pet peeves is misuse of pentagrams and misuse of witch paraphernalia in film. And like that's why like with Zach Cregger,
because you think people are like gonna see that and think you're evil.
No, I think that they just. Incorrect. Yeah. It's just not how. It just doesn't. It's not.
It's just obviously not doing the research.
It just makes me immediately not scared anymore. I mean, like, oh, well, you have no idea what you're talking about anymore. Where, like, weapons, the reason why it's so successful is because the magic in it is indecipherable and nobody really talks about, like, Bring Her Back. Yeah. What's awesome about Bring Her Back is what they don't explain, and the fact that they only have to show you little snippets of the ritual for you to kind of understand what's happening, and you don't have to over-explain it.
Yeah.
Bring Her Back, use an actual demonic name. Something that was like, they went the step ahead and did the proper research.
Yep. They Googled.
They did all of the stuff that they should have done. The Philip
Brothers.
It doesn't
take much, honestly, to figure out more than what, like, you're right. And I completely agree with you of like, at that point, it's like, it's almost like if you're going to do a movie including it, it's just lazy not to do any, if you're going to include it.
Satan doesn't give the powers of putting the souls of children in ventriloquist dummies that you have to leave places. Like, that's where Long Legs lost me, was once it got into all the steps that he had to do.
That is like what that was Long Legs' big fault. When you over explain the shit.
Exactly. Give me almost nothing. That's what I loved about Weapons, that even with the ritual, they showed parts of the ritual, but I like that even the parts that were shown make sense in ritualistic magic of like the inclusion of the blood, like the
And the kid was able to understand it in 2 seconds.
Exactly.
2 seconds. Exactly. Yeah. And Bring Her Back is also a great example of mystery and how much mystery brings to the table, mm-hmm. and how we just don't need every single fucking detail.
No, and my problem is that every time I think of Bring Her Back, I sing Bring Her Back from Les Mis. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, I just didn't know.
Let him live.
The ARG thing is so cool.
Oh, I know. Bring Her Back and all these. They created their own fake Russian, like eBay.
Black Angel Tapes. BlackAngelTapes.net.
Yeah, sweet.
Can you buy stuff from them?
There, it says that bids are paused right now due to popularity.
Yeah.
It's cool because they have the Talk to Me hand as a little backstory on here.
Yeah, they have like the tape. They have the tape from that she was watching in order for her to put together the ritual. Like, it's fun.
See, this is all building the lore out. Right now, they're looking for the hand.
That's great.
It's wanted.
Yeah.
And there's footage of it. The last time that it was seen.
That's awesome.
It was
being used, really cool.
And there was an incident.
No, Philpott Brothers, they got that shit on lock.
Love
those
guys.
They know what they're doing.
They know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, this year, obviously, we're loving it. There's some good stuff coming out soon. I feel like looks very good. I feel like the football horror movie.
That does look fun.
I think that it should be interesting because there's been a couple of, I'm trying to think, well, Devil's Advocate was a lawyer-based devil horror movie.
Keanu Reeves out, but wait, are they redoing it?
No.
And he's got you jumping from one foot to the next, and he's laughing his sick, fucking ass off, because God is a saint.
Yes! Freshman year, that was my birthday party.
Yay.
Henry screaming that?
Yeah, I wish. I mean, we would have just kicked his little ass.
Yeah. His little 13-year-old Al Pacino. No, I love that movie. No, I think that this should be good. But again, will they be able to make a Faustian tale scary? I hope they can.
I'll watch it. I definitely watch them try to do it. That's for damn sure.
I don't think a horror movie has to be scary for me to like it.
See, I find that is...
I wasn't scared of Weapons.
Well, the view is, but there's a difference.
I enjoyed it as like an action movie almost.
But you know what I would say? There's a distinct difference between scary, dreadful, disgusting, disconcerting. It depends on what the level is.
Like upsetting to you, right?
Weapons straight up has one of the best jump scares in the entire year.
Whew.
Which one?
When it cuts to the ceiling.
Oh, that's old hat.
No, but dude, that's horror movie
shit.
Dude, that's horror movie core. Like, but there's a distinct difference between cheap. There is a difference between cheap jump scares and a genuine jump scare.
Oh, it's like when someone just opens a bathroom mirror.
Right. Where they just use sound design to make you scared. Where in Weapons, what's great about the jump scare, it shows that Zach Cregger actually knows what he's doing, is that the vibe of the movie changes in an instant after that fucking like if you notice
it's a pivot.
That jump scare is also functions in the movie.
Yeah.
So like that's what was interesting about it.
But it was a Conjuring scare.
But again, the horror movies need those things. Like, what's a comedy movie without laughing?
Sure.
You know, like that's how I view that, where it's like I hate comedy where you're supposed to go,
Dramedy.
Yes, I hate
Phantom Thread. That was
I actually rewatched Phantom Thread, and I'm actually kind of more on the side of liking it.
Really?
Oh, no, it's great. You should watch it again.
I just have heard Henry yell about Phantom Thread since he saw Phantom Thread.
If you go in and you're like, this man is a moron, I know he's a moron, you're going to love the movie.
As soon as I realized, oh, it's supposed to be funny, then I relaxed on it. And then I was watching it, but then it's still like a... It's like, if it's a comedy, it's in my lowest 50, but at least I understand that it's a comedy.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand the performances more and what he's going for. But that's my thing, is that horror, like, it does need to create a sense of... I think if it doesn't scare you at some point, the horror movie could be considered a failure.
So what if it just makes you upset?
I actually think that that's a great goal.
I think just making me upset is fine. Yes, a horror movie.
I think it's a great goal.
Like the movie Threads, right? Threads is a post-apocalyptic, it is a truly terrifying account of
but
like
the documentary.
Dropping,
it's an alternative history
it's
movie.
It's an alternative history, but that it is so upsetting.
Okay.
And so, but it is technically just a post-apocalyptic movie, but to
it's
me,
a drama movie.
That is a horror.
That looks
cool.
I want to see that.
I'm horrified by
the
movie
Threads. What
about The
Road? Is The Road a horror movie?
I guess, I don't know.
I would view The Road as a sci-fi apocalyptic movie.
Okay, so it's
that's
more science
different.
Fiction.
But, so you're right. So that's the distinction, because that's sci-fi versus like threat, but is an alternate history, is that in like inherently sci-fi?
I don't know. Is Predator?
I would say yes.
Okay. All
what
right.
What about Predator? Is that sci-fi or is that
horror?
Oh
my God. Killer of Killers. Did you guys see Predator?
It's Predator
Killer of
Killers is the best thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting to watch both of them at once.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Yeah.
Good. I say Predator, sci-fi action.
Sci-fi action.
Alien, okay. Sci-fi horror.
Okay.
Also, have you been watching Alien Earth?
Is it good?
I watched the first episode.
People
it's weird.
Every single
it's
time
weird.
I've watched one of these horror television shows based off an
ID. You hate TV
shows.
You hate TV shows.
They're just bad at it.
It's just no matter what the television show is, you hate
it. There's so much good TV out there.
But is it good?
Yes!
No, Alien. I'm asking about the Alien show.
I only watched the first episode.
I haven't seen it yet.
I watched some TV.
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to keep watching it.
I'll watch Xenomorph.
Me too.
Same, but I'm watching Project Runway right now.
Whoa.
I got Project Runway.
Too
Top
busy.
Chef just
That's
stopped.
That's not TV. That's trash.
Top
Reality.
Chef just stopped. I'm watching the Aaron Hernandez series again.
Yes.
I know you haven't seen Together yet, but I will throw it out there. It is fun. It is.
No, I can't wait. But I'm not a huge Dave Franco fan.
See, this is the
every time I say this, I end up regretting it.
Yes.
But I just don't like his face.
Bro, and here's the thing. Watching the movie, you're not going to like it anymore. The main issue I have with the movie Together is that Alison Brie is just such a better actress than Dave Franco. That it is just like going head to head, even though I know they did it together. I know they're in a relationship.
She's dragging him along.
She's just so good, and he's just shit.
He really did. Yeah, she's just
like lifting him up. It's still a great, fun movie, but she is definitely like carrying him. He does as much as he can. You know, it is. I still really like the movie.
I'm sure he's wonderful, and I'm wrong, and all this stuff, but it's just every time I'm like, I don't like him, just like you know, because you feel that sometimes. And I used to hate Jack Black for no reason, you know, like, and then you're like, oh well, actually,
oh yeah,
he's
oh
great.
That's on me, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So
Eddie Redmayne,
like, yeah, but no, yeah, he is extremely talented.
Oh, he's gonna go out.
With Eddie Redmayne, I just think that, you know, obviously, I think he's a hack. Well, let's just move on. Eddie Redmayne's a fucking hack.
Other movies coming out this year, I'm excited for Frankenstein. I think is going to be a lot of fun. Black Phone 2 is going to be a fucking... That looks amazing.
It looks really good. You know what we didn't talk about, though?
What?
And we didn't really even talk about it at the time because we couldn't, was Sinners.
Oh, yeah.
We've never really talked about how that movie, what I actually like now, even more thinking on Sinners, I've been watching it now twice, it's like, it's actually a really fun, like, throwback.
Yeah.
To a 90s, like, I saw the opening, and I had the original comparison in my mind of Dusk Till Dawn.
Of course,
yeah,
because
of course.
It's very
right.
similar,
yes.
but
yes.
it's classy.
Right.
It's digestible.
But then I started to realize it's more, we have Dusk Till Dawn, he's now made a 2020s Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, and but Dusk Till Dawn's almost 30 years old.
Don't tell me about it. I fucking understand. But it was like one of those where it's like, he made a movie that combines all of the really fun aspects of a horror, action, mixed with the drama.
Yeah. Like, great soundtrack,
talk
too.
About a Spielberg style.
Oh, I'm looking at the From Dusk Till Dawn. Oh. Yeah, stand for that snake, baby.
Shake them big old dirty bags, Salma.
Cover on feathers and grease.
Man, by the way, if you have free time, following Salma Hayek on Instagram is quite the follow.
Oh, interesting. I might have to check this out for research purposes.
I
think it's okay. I think it's allowed. I
don't know if Salma is going to be reaching out.
Well, she's married to like a billionaire Frenchman.
He might get boring.
Next up is going to be Ed Larson.
Oh, yeah. My God. Hey, you know who followed me this morning?
Who?
Spud the Cryptid.
Oh!
Whoa! Is that a dog?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah, no tits on that.
No tits. You could glue them to him.
Yep. Hey, let's see what happens. I'm fishing for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Predator Badlands, going to be great.
We didn't finish talking about Sinners.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
I mean, is there anything you want to add?
I mean, I just truly love it, and it should have come out in the summer.
Yeah.
And what I do love is...
It was the beginning of what you probably call the summer season.
Right.
It's guaranteed of End any of, of the movies that we've talked about today, it's the only one that's, I think, guaranteed to get a Best Picture nomination.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
is Eddington a horror movie?
No.
No, I guess it's not. Just
It's a very upsetting drama.
Yeah, it's great. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, very upsetting drama.
I feel like I like Beau Is Afraid a lot. I think a lot more.
Me too. I laugh more. But
yeah.
As my time has been with it, it's my least favorite of his movies.
Yeah,
I understand
same.
The sentiment.
I love it. Doesn't just because I say it's my least favorite of his movies is like me saying, "Oh, it's my least favorite Rolling Stones album." I love all of them.
Yes,
you know, but it's the one I would probably watch the least.
Mm-hmm. If I had to choose a movie to watch of his, I would choose that one last.
Yeah.
Yes.
But because again, it's mostly the subject matter.
Yeah. Oh, I would. Yeah. Probably the order that came out is how good they are.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, Hereditary is hard to put that fucking back in the bottle,
man.
Hereditary is just like a perfect film.
God, it
is
so good.
I am now.
Fall movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very
That's
much
not
so.
A summer movie.
I view the Hereditary as probably in my top five horror movies of all time.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Oh,
for
yeah,
me as well.
Yeah,
it's crawled all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Her Back's up there for me.
It's getting there.
Mm-hmm. Bring Her
Talk
Back
to Me also is so good.
Talk to Me is
very good. Yeah.
Talk to Me is an amazing, again, well, I think I've said before, it's just a very first really good Zoomer horror movie. You know what I mean? Like an actual good horror movie with young people in it.
Ooh.
That's why I feel like Talk to Me is.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking, honestly.
Because, like, Bodies was lame. Yes. The other, what else did I see?
Fun. It was more fun than I expected.
You know what it is, honestly?
It's an airplane movie.
I am over slasher parodies. I'm just fucking over slasher parodies. I just think we've done them to fucking
death.
Well,
that was the thing. So, honestly, I was looking up last night other summer horror movies, and on so many lists is Final Girls. I've never seen Final Girls. It is
it's a comedy. Yeah,
and
it's all right.
But it was on every list, and I'm not usually
It's a meta horror movie. It's a commentary movie. So it's another movie that basically, I'm not going to go and meanly say that it ripped off Cabin in the Woods, but I am going to say it's the same exact vibe as Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay,
it's fun. It's a fun movie. It's very entertaining.
How has that movie never gotten a sequel?
Cabin in the Woods?
Doesn't need it.
No,
it's too good, man.
Please don't touch it. Yeah, don't put that out in the world.
But I understand you. I'm surprised they didn't try to capitalize on it. Yes.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
All right, here's the other one that is a sequel that came out this year that is considered, it's labeled a horror movie. I don't think it is. Megan 2.0.
It's an action movie.
Yeah, I had a really good time with
action
it.
Action comedy, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah,
I think I had a lot of fun.
It left the genre to another genre.
Yes, it really did.
Yes, but it's like, I found it very entertaining, but it is nowhere near what Megan was, but still what can be.
Right.
But I love the idea of expanding the lore.
Yeah.
Like, expanding the lore into a sequel that's really smart makes me happy. Like, the idea of what they're saying about Terrifier 4 being in his world and finding out the origin of Art the Clown.
Yes.
I'm a fucking sucker for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just like, again, that's my IP. Art the Clown's my Marvel extended universe.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Those movies are mine.
But is War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds. I want everybody to go.
Well,
you know,
it's
what?
Definitely sci-fi.
Give my the only reason why I made Jackie watch an
he
hour
made,
of it.
We have to at least talk about it. Henry forced me to watch the first hour of it last night.
I want you all to watch the War of the Worlds.
I will say, I laughed.
I want you to pirate this movie. I'm saying this
3%.
Out loud. I want you to pirate this movie,
and that's giving it a lot of grace. That 3%.
I am going to say it's been a very long time since I've seen a movie that is so bad.
I got you.
It comes all the way back around,
and then he texts.
So it's
see, I got you.
So the movie takes place on a computer screen. It's Ice Cube. He works for the NSA. It's the same exact storyline as War of the Worlds, but it was shot during 2020. And so it's all from the perspective of his desktop computer and all of these people in isolation around him. And he can't leave the room. So it's...
Just because you made
something
during...
Oh, you can see the green screen on his glasses.
It's
so
the whole movie. Dude, it's just a green screen on his glasses.
It's so bad. My favorite parts are... So he misuses his job at the NSA.
Also, he's terrifying. Honestly,
he's
that
terrifying.
Is... Maybe that is a horror
movie. That's what I mean.
You're right.
Dude,
oh my God, Henry, you're so right. This is a horror movie.
He's terrifying. So Ice Cube plays...
He does a good job?
Ice Cube basically does like his... Essentially, he's playing the same like character as... from Are We There Yet?
Okay.
But he works for the NSA.
Yes.
So he's just
I like to believe that
yes.
one
yes.
story.
Yes.
And so he's just going like, it's like, what's my damn daughter doing out with some boy, right? And he's watching it as an NSA employer from like body cams and from security cams and from her own computer and hacking into her phone and doing all this stuff.
Constant
like,
surveillance of his daughter, who's in her probably 30s,
yes,
who's pregnant, like, and also reading her text messages,
yeah, like
being
doing,
able to follow her wherever because he could just hack into any drone or like city
oh, so
camera.
He sucks.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. But the thing
yeah.
is, but the movie is trying to say
he's
a
hero.
Isn't he a funny dad?
Yeah, yeah
and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, he works for the goddamn NSA. Say he's abusing his power.
And he
also,
have it.
If he wasn't abusing his power, maybe he would have been able to stop the alien invasion.
Exactly,
Why
Eddie.
Didn't he leave?
That's what I
Why
kept saying.
Why didn't he leave
he's
the
like,
desktop?
I don't know. And then remember the whole smash cut montage of him putting numbers into a spreadsheet, into a literal Excel sheet, and it's like, and then like he's so disconnected from the action that he's watching his son get attacked by aliens from a drone, and he's going. Get away from
Ron,
that stuff.
Ron, you gotta run. They're behind you.
Get out of there.
Ron.
Gay, quit messing with that stuff.
Ron.
And then when he goes to run or get his kids, and he gets to the door of his office, and he goes, I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
It's so bad.
So bad.
But I will say, I was watching it alone and stoned.
I
watch it with friends.
I
it
was
is
laughing.
So,
I'm not going to watch it.
I'm
gonna,
laugh.
Just going to let you
I
know
already
right now.
Told Rob. I was like, Rob, I need you to come over. I was like, we're going to have a boys' night. We're going to watch this movie.
If we all sat and smoked blunts.
Yes.
And watch this outside.
And watched it.
I just don't want to. It's just choosing to watch a really bad movie on Amazon is like two things I hate.
So you don't like, you're not a big, like, ironic movie watcher at all.
I hate The Room. I think The Room shouldn't exist. I hate that people enjoy going to see The Room. I think
is it just because you
like,
just don't
just,
like
it's just trash.
Well, because it's funny,
also,
though.
They gave it millions of dollars. We could have done anything with that fucking money.
Uh-oh.
Watch
a little, look, Ice Cube.
You know what I want to see? Ice Cube's on tour. I want to see Ice Cube. I want to see him live,
only if he's doing snippets of War of the Worlds in between songs.
Hey, get out of there.
Oh, my God.
There's an alien.
The
there.
Monsters were so
also,
bad.
Just because you made a movie during COVID doesn't mean you have to release it.
They, I feel
just
like
take the fucking loss.
Well, so much time is
it, like,
so much time has now passed that it has definitely went to another distributor, and so much time has passed that the movie that was spent to make the movie has already been. It's like fucking in Christmas of time memorial.
They're just trying to get
anything. Now they can get it. All, now this is how they make their money.
You know, Ice Cube was like. oh man, I really dodged a bullet. So happy that movie didn't come out.
Thanks for the check, y'all.
Right, exactly.
And then all of a sudden,
oh shit.
Oh no, man. Get away from that stuff. That's what I would say to Ice Cube next time you see that script. Oh man, get away from that stuff.
He shot it at his own house. He's just like, he looks like he just got in a fight with his wife.
Every single person in this movie is shooting it from their home. Yeah. Like, yes. The only people,
oh my God.
Because you notice the only people who had to leave anywhere were the two kids. Evil looking Gloria is just like
on her iPhone, just
this,
shooting
on
herself.
And that was the other thing too. This is a lady who works for NASA. Ice Cube works for NSA. They both have AirBuds in.
Yeah.
Like they're both like in these high intensity situations, wearing
in
AirBuds.
The cloud. Yeah,
yeah,
like, I
don't
think
happening.
So.
I don't think it works like that.
Oh man,
it's I am amazing. Glad you made me watch it. Henry, thank you.
Oh
for...
no, I'm locked in here. Oh
but
no.
I do love your anger, Eddie, towards
just
watching
really
things.
Bad. It's like the same reason why I hate Skinamarink. I just can't see anything that's just...
Oh, he hated getting scrunked.
I hate getting Skinamarink as well. But Skinamarink, I felt like everybody was fooled. The Room, at least... The problem with The Room, in the end, is Tommy Wiseau did not learn... It's like, we all were kind of hoping...
He's only been rewarded.
Yes. And he did not learn what... Because he was incapable of understanding what he did wrong with The Room. Eventually, what happened is that we all
He thinks he got nominated for an Oscar.
He made The Room thinking it was the most important movie of all time. We showed up as an audience and told him this movie is hilarious. Instead of him saying, oh my God, I don't know how to make movies, he's like, I'm hilarious.
I'm perfect.
And then he started making comedies. And then he made an office comedy that is, if you want to see something that's worse. And because The Room is not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You should see his office sitcom.
Oh, when he tells jokes.
When he does his own style of David Brent.
Okay.
Like office management comedy. You should lose some brain cells watching that.
I don't know.
You
man.
Should allow your blood pressure to sort of spike.
I don't know if he can handle it.
His blood pressure is so low.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got bumping up.
I feel like this will
get
you
upset
up.
More.
It's like the one thing I got good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
good
dude.
For you.
No, dude. Yeah. Let's fucking ruin that. You got to watch it. It's called The Neighbors.
And you say low, but it's normal.
Oh. We just don't understand.
So
ours is just through the roof.
No,
so
mine's,
like...
actually, I had a coup. My blood pressure was the highest level of normal it could be, though, the last time, though, but I was normal.
You know, did you have a...
Now, I throw it out there. I feel like I'm usually not a nay-bay over here. Usually I like things that other people like.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not going.
You're very positive.
But honestly, Heretic was one of those movies that everyone was like, it's so good, it's so good. And then I watched it and I was just like,
I didn't want to see
it. The first 40 minutes were great. I enjoyed it.
I thought it ended badly, but I like Hugh Grant. Who is this?
Hugh Grant. He is fun in it, and I like seeing him in a different, fun way.
He's a Mormon,
just,
right?
He's not a Mormon. There are two Mormons that he's doing
so
sort
the
of
Mormons
like a,
are the heroes?
Yeah, sort
yeah,
of. Yeah.
Kind
of. They're like, they do a good job. They don't lean on the Mormon stuff too much. It's just like more showing this guy is like a very obviously pretentious, sociopathic, psychopathic atheist.
Yeah.
And so he wants them to explain God and stuff. So it's like the beginning of it's really fun.
It
but
is.
Then it kind of just doesn't, it kind of fizzles out a little bit for
I
me.
Just, I was more surprised at every, cause like it has 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it is one of those that I was like, I'm not coming in trying to be a hater, but I thought the end really shit the bed for me personally. I understand why some people are
dude,
like.
He's just like, you know what? I believe.
Yeah.
It, no, it got like I got,
was that really the
no,
end?
No, it got supernatural.
It
got
crazy.
It got.
Oh, okay.
And
it
I,
turned. To, it was a whole thing where instead of you went down there and there was like, yeah, it just got.
I
it got
hate
all
when
supernatural.
Movies
it got
like
all ghosts.
Just like turned supernatural at the very end, like House of a Thousand Corpses. Like really, that bothered me.
So,
I hate
well,
when
I
it
mean,
went super. I liked. I love the movie
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Don't get me wrong.
I love
House of a Thousand Corpses, but I feel like the movie would have been way more terrifying if it never went supernatural.
You know what? The thing is that I will prefer it, though, to go crazy than the nothing happened.
Right, like Society, like the movie Society. That, to me, is, like, perfect. Like, something, if you're going to go off the rails, go fucking
out
the rails,
go
you know?
But nothing I hate even more
than when a bunch of stuff has happened in a movie.
Oh, and then they just wake up and the house is fine.
Yes, that's like, the kind of shit that makes. Then it's like, why have I wasted my life watching somebody dream?
It's like The Gate does that.
Yes.
I love The Gate.
Yeah, but it's stupid.
It's so
Is that the Johnny
fun.
Depp? Was that Johnny Depp?
No, no. It's just some kids and little monsters.
The
no.
only thing about The Gate that makes me... I like The Gate,
That's
but
my
I...
my favorite.
No, Stephen Dorff.
Young Stephen Dorff.
Yeah. The problem with The Gate is that it's PG-13. Is that it's PG. That's the issue.
Classic 80s horror schlock. It's so fun.
Yeah, I like The Gate. Okay. I'm not a Gate hater.
You know what I like? What I'd rather watch than The Gate? Stay Tuned.
Oh, anytime. Yes. And I know that it has a yucko in it, but I will say.
Lots of movies got yuckos.
Who else? You have any yuckos you gotta fucking get through to make a movie?
He plays the devil. Yes.
I know. And Stay Tuned scared the shit out of me when I was little. Like this movie. And we were watching like It and stuff, and this scared me the most.
This movie legitimately has some like deeply unsettling things
outside of the, you know.
I mean, yeah, but he was also before.
He was great.
He was a great pervert, man.
Really good
Jeffrey
at being
Jones
a pervert.
Is an excellent pedophile
Very
actor.
Good at it.
There is no, I feel like that's fine. It's like saying Bill Cosby is the funniest rapist of all time. And you're that's allowed.
That is a statement that is said. Now,
well, who's funnier?
Oh, wait.
Name one funnier.
I was racking my brain,
one
honestly.
Funnier.
I don't think I can name one funnier.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, buddy.
Yeah. Can't. Nope. All right, so, but while we're on this horrible subject, you know what is considered a summertime horror movie?
What?
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh.
Make them a list. Yeah, that's one we can't really forgive. I was going to make everybody do this for this movie, like, episode. There was a part of me that wanted us each to choose three films from a canceled director to put forward as should be back into the lexicon. But legitimately, all three of mine are Roman Polanski's, so I don't really understand.
It doesn't count. He's
the only one that truly is unfortunately almost kind of indispensable in terms of being a sex criminal and an artist. You know what I mean? But it's hard to because, like, I'm not gonna let him touch my car. Me,
no,
yeah, the dogs. I'm not gonna let him keep the dogs away from him. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, he's Polish. He probably thought they were adults.
come on.
Hey.
Come on. Let's forgive him.
How about the Sleepaway Camp series?
Oh baby. Yeah. I love Sleepaway Camp.
I like two the most.
Yes, I agree.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Sleepaway.
All right, I'll go back and watch it again.
It's really, really good. Also, you know what's my favorite July 4th horror movie of all time?
What?
It has nothing to do with the holiday at all. What? But it's my favorite still. Tales from the Hood.
Oh, Tales from the Hood. I was thinking about that movie. It's a really good movie.
Tales from the Hood is my favorite. I would put that
great soundtrack.
Yes.
Yes.
And I also really appreciate having a full on, like if we're throwing all these movies in on July 4th, like having that movie, which is probably the center of the voice of African-American voices in horror at the time, like all of those voices in that one movie is like, it's powerful, man. Mm. That fucking movie's good as fuck. And guess what, though? Guess what? It's not a party movie. Because I have tossed it on a couple times at a party.
Yes, you have. Yeah, it's never a party movie.
No, it is not. It makes people really
it's
bummed
upsetting.
Out. Yeah, it's awesome.
Just the little doll part you could do.
It's my favorite.
Because think of it as like shorts, you know?
Yeah,
just show like that part.
God,
I feel like
good.
You could do that.
It's very good and it's genuinely scary and it's upsetting and it's
Hell
got
yeah.
a lot of fucking shit in it. It's
Hell
very
yeah.
thick.
Yeah.
Man, can I also just throw it out there, hot take? Can we stop making Conjuring movies?
No!
How
is Matt Rife going to continue?
I know his career. I know we're all worried about it, but
one was unforgivable.
I guess people are still go. Remember, Henry, I think we saw, what was it, the second or the third? I got you, baby.
That was Insidious, too.
Oh, that was Insidious. So,
that was
Insidious. Honestly,
we can stop making those as well.
I feel like it is that world of, like if Conjuring, again, if you're going to go full circle and go, like, bat shit, all right, I guess keep going. If you're going to Final Destination me, keep fucking going.
I think it's just because they're all locked in. I think that Patrick Wilson has information on somebody.
How many are they making?
I think this is it. I think this is it.
It's last.
Jesus Christ. My God.
There's been so many last ones, but this should be fine. You know what's fucked up, though, is that I give it my money every time.
I do end up watching them,
I give it my money every time. I always go.
I think I might skip this one.
I might.
I'm close. Only because the last one was... So bad. And
the last one was really, really bad.
But I did learn.
The second one was kind of fun, at least.
But I learned
second one's good.
The differences between a nighttime Satanist and a daytime Satanist.
What?
I remember. But I remember, them saying that, that there was nighttime Satanists and there
and
was
daytime Satanists. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
People with jobs.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, though, this is what a good episode, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Piranha 3D.
Piranha 3D was really fun.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Also,
The Hills Have Eyes. That's also another
great summer movie.
Summer sweaty horror movie.
Also, I believe the Friday the 13th series is the summer. Like,
yes.
Horror icon.
But 4 and 7 are the ones to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would say that Friday the 13th, and this is probably where I'll get in the hot water, is the least best of the icon. Like,
of course
iconic.
It is. Everyone
iconic
knows it.
Horror.
They know it is.
Yes. Yeah. I
they
mean,
call it a ripoff.
And I love Freddy Krueger. Do not get me wrong.
That's Jason.
I know. I'm talking about separate. I'm like, I love Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh,
like,
yeah. My
problem
Friday
Freddy, the 13th,
Nightmare. Friday's the Freddy's the best. Freddy's my favorite horror character of all time.
Really? Over Art the Clown?
Yes.
Wow.
I love Freddy.
I'm Michael Myers.
Freddy's the OG, dude.
Michael Myers is my favorite.
Yeah, I do love Michael
He's
Myers.
The best. He's evil incarnate.
But Freddy's, that's top of the fucking, it's Freddy and Pinhead.
Getting got in your sleep still creeps mm-hmm. me the just thinking about the man with the hat and
number
all
three?
That shit.
Number three?
What?
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
He's your number
Ooh.
Three?
Oof.
Because of Warwick Davis.
Mm. Wow.
But
Warwick
ever...
Davis! Doesn't
I like
give
Warwick
less
Davis.
Than 150%.
Right. You are correct.
Every minute but he's on screen.
Have
yes.
you
he
watched,
makes that movie so watchable.
Have you watched every single one
yes.
of the Leprechauns, though?
Yes.
They really... Warwick does show up, but not a lot of other people do.
But when
in
Warwick
ones,
is on fucking screen...
You're right.
You
he's
can't,
dynamic.
He is
you're right.
legitimately the GOAT.
He's a scene stealer.
He is. Yeah. You're damn right.
You cannot come for him.
You are correct.
I will kill for him.
Wow. Did you guys see the new Willow?
I did. I liked it. And
did you
they
like
canceled
it?
They deleted it. It's
yeah,
not
I,
even
I
on
know.
Disney anymore.
Really?
It was like,
they deleted it.
It was like a wonderful queer Willow that was just really sweet, and I was upset. But they canceled
I was planning
it.
On watching it. I didn't know they got rid of
they
it.
Got
right.
rid of it.
I've liked it. And I'm not saying, I'm sure I'll get a lot of shit for people that like love Willow. I'm not saying I would never say it's better than original Willow. I just had fun with it. It was just like a nice,
yeah.
cute
show. Sounds
show.
Like you're saying it's better than the original Willow. And I
never.
Hope that the lesbians will kill Jackie
Please
in her
don't.
Sleep.
Lesbians, you know I love you.
Attack.
Yeah. No.
Lesbians attack. Lesbians unite.
I'm on your side.
Oh, and I Know What You Did Last Summer is not worth watching.
Man, rewatching the original one. So I wanted
the
to rewatch.
The original one is
it
actually,
sucks ass.
It's fun.
It,
that's what I'm
you
talking about.
Like
I'm not talking about the new one.
It's a bad movie. It's, and now this all makes sense,
it's
Ed. I didn't
horrible.
Realize.
He
it
doesn't
is,
purposely. That's one of the.
It's stupid.
And it's one of those horror movies that, like.
But it didn't know it was stupid. It thought it was good.
I know because it's a bunch of.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah, but I like it. It's a bunch of sexy, hot people and they're being so. Like, it's so bad.
But you got it. To me. The movie only works if they don't think it's stupid.
Yeah.
They have to think that it's serious in order to sell it. There's a certain amount of schlock allowance that you have to kind of... I think if you're
it
a
helped
huge horror
usher
person,
in the worst period of horror, in my opinion.
What's funny, though, is that a lot of those movies now are some of my favorite to rewatch.
Just Scream. They're everything else is shit.
But, dude, they're really fun
the
to rewatch.
Fun.
Ooh, but Jennifer Love Hewitt,
great.
Man. Yeah, I'll tell you, those bongos.
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
You know what it is? Is that these are the movies now that Natalie and I watch almost for comfort. Like, these are my comfort movies now. Mimic, a couple other, like, 90 horror
Mimic's
movie.
All right.
It's
Ghost Boat. We're only just talking about
Collector.
Ghost Boat.
Ghost Boat is honestly not that bad. Bone Collector, the one with...
I think it's Ghost Ship.
Ghost Ship.
Ghost, sorry.
Ghost
Ship. Oh,
I like Ghost Boat. Is the sequel.
Bone
yeah.
Collector.
The Bone Collector is another.
Fallen.
Fallen.
Oh, my God. Fallen's a good movie.
He's on my side.
It is. Oh, my God. I
yeah,
want to rewatch
Fallen, great.
Bro.
I saw it the last great couple movie. Years. That, oh, movie's at, that movie holds up.
I also love, unironically, all of the Stephen King TV movies, that, except for The Shining. Stephen King, Stephen Weber movie.
Oh, shouldn't have been made.
Needs to be deleted from.
Yeah, talk about deleting.
I thought it was
yeah.
deleted. You have to feel no. like you just brought it back into the zeitgeist.
I had to buy it on DVD.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then you sent it back. You're like, oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to send it right back.
Can you make this into a CD, please?
If you could, can you make this into a sandwich, please? So if there are any final thoughts before we begin, what do you wish to see in the coming years?
Well, I do want to let everyone know that
Jaws is coming back to the IMAX theater on August 29th for 1 week. Get your tickets. I'm going September 2nd.
Love it.
If you do want to see it, I've seen it in the theater multiple times. I've never seen it in the IMAX. So if you want to check it out, now's the fucking time.
Is it the same print or is it like they refurbished it?
I don't know. I bet it's going to be beautiful because it didn't come out on July 4th and it's coming out on Labor Day. So I imagine they took some extra time with it to make it pretty.
Yeah, they put extra colors in it.
Hell yeah.
We put 3 extra sharks in it.
I would love that.
Pump it up.
We say extra sharks.
I'm always down for more vampires. I am such a sucker for vampires. Watching Lost Boys last night.
Fun.
Yeah. I suck and I fuck.
Yeah.
Lost Boys is incredible. It's just such a good, because I'm a sucker.
I used to hang out with James, the writer.
Really?
Yeah, he used to live down the street from me.
Hell yeah.
He owned the only house on Houston. Every other place was an apartment building.
Where the dogs love to shit and piss.
Yeah. That was his house.
Yeah,
he was very cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
he worked as a grip on Blade Runner, pulled Lost Boys out of his ass, and then bought a house off it and lived off it his whole life.
Lost Boys holds up.
Well, have you seen Near Dark?
Near
Dark is probably, besides
Near Dark's a little better.
Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula, it's like one of my favorite vampire movies.
Also, not a summer one, but I saw last year for the first time Fright Night. I had never seen Fright Night.
The original?
It's great.
I haven't seen it since I was a child.
Not good.
The remake's not good, but watch the original again. It really is. It's a great movie.
You know what also is great for the summertime? I think anthologies are great for the summertime, is... oh my God. My fucking favorite movie, the Stephen King Creep Show. The Creep Show movies.
All
of the Creep Show movies are fucking amazing.
You like the ones that are shorts.
I love anthologies.
Yes, I love body bags.
Body Bags is great.
I love body bags. I'm a sucker for anthologies.
I've watched all
the VHSs. I've watched all the fucking whole Hollywood
movies. It is Creep Show with the Leslie Nielsen with Ted Danson, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Again, and then with the Naked Gun, the new movie is actually really good. Liam Neeson shows off his chops in that movie, but no one will replace Liam Neeson.
Leslie Nielsen.
No one will replace Leslie Nielsen because he's just got that.
Oh, he's perfect.
Gravitas. Yes.
But the new Naked Gun was a lot.
Phenomenal.
I can't wait to see it again. That blew my mind was Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, she was great.
I'm about to read her memoir because I'm now just falling in love with
her. She's got that
her.
Doc, too, that came out 2 years ago.
And she's got a new show now, too. She's got, like, a home show that she, like, because she Nightwatch. Has a farm. The show?
It's the opposite of Houston. Nightwatch.
Oh, it's a day watch.
We've been doing a lot of
day watch.
Should have been Lake Watch.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
River Watch. Yeah.
We've done a lot of shows this week.
A
lot of shows this week.
All right.
All right, you fuckers. Thank you so much for joining us in today's special episode. It was special, wasn't it? You're welcome. Patreon.com/lastpodcastandleft. Give us money there. Go to all our YouTube channels. Subscribe to them. Someplace underneath LPN Romanticy, The Foreign Report, and LPN TV. If you would go and subscribe.
Who's the bitch?
Right now. Yes. And who's the B? For the love of Christ, go fucking do it right now. It's for free.
Oh, Jackie got a birthday.
Oh, I got a birthday present from Rob.
Sitting here showing me up and shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, Henry didn't give me anything.
Sucking up. I got you. I already have you a gift. I didn't bring it today.
I know. He did. Henry told me this. I love it.
What is it?
It's a Titty Mog Elvira.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's very fun.
This is great. Thank you
that's
so
very
much.
Good. I'll
does milk come out the nipples?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Can I suck on the tits on the outside of it?
I'm going to put some holes in there so I can suck my coffee right at her tits. Thank you so much, Rob. I love this. And I will say thank you so much.
And when Jeff dies, you can put his ashes in it.
Good. Yeah. This is the amount that I'll have. Don't go lock them better with tits on it.
Yeah.
Elvira's going to be doing the LA Haunted Hayride this year.
Again?
No, she hadn't been for a long time.
No, I thought she
stopped a long time ago, and they brought in Monty Rivolta. And
I love Monty. Is Monty not coming back? Did he die?
I don't know.
He might have died.
That Elvira is now doing this year's Haunted Hayride, and I was like, what about Monty Rivolta? What am I going to do without Monty Rivolta? Monty Rivolta is a horror personality I don't know if he's just in L.A. I've only ever seen him at the L.A. Haunted Hayride.
And he's very
on
funny.
This show.
He's actually
that is
he's
so
very entertaining.
Genuinely funny, and
I see him every year.
Monday Revolta.
I would actually
posted 4 weeks ago.
So okay, good. So he's alive.
Okay, he's alive.
Oh, okay,
yay!
No one dies the next
he
day.
He just got fired.
Yeah.
He might have been fired. Yeah.
Maybe he got fired.
Hey, I imagine he might be problematic.
Whoa!
Hey, Monty Revolta.
I mean, can the undead grab whatever they want?
Yes. Who knows? They're dead. They don't know.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us today. Jackie, anything to plug?
Uh-oh. I don't know if you want to know about those holes.
No, yeah.
No, it's just what you said. YouTube.com/@WhoStheB. YouTube.com/@LPNRomantic. Get on it. Check out page 7. Yes. You know, just come hang out with us.
And Henry, come see Henry and I on the road. We got some side story shows coming up. We're going to be in Kansas City on September 21st, Redway, California at the Mateel Community Center, October 24th. And
is that where you're going to be during my choir concert?
Yes.
And that's the show you'll be canceling. So just let them know now.
Oh, cancel that show, you won't get free weed for a year, Jeff.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, you get nothing.
Nothing.
All right, do the show.
And November 30th, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the Newport Music Hall.
Natalie Portman's front runner to play Sinead O'Connor.
Ooh, whoa. She'll be great at it. She'll be amazing at it.
Why are you so upset?
Do you care about Natalie Portman or Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was supposed to be me.
That's a fucking horror movie.
Nothing compares. Nothing compares. To you.
All right.
Get out of here.
Goodbye, everybody. I'll see you next week.